Good morning, truth. Believe me, I understand. Some of us have endured some cruel, disrespectful, terrible, and even violating things that have been done to us. And in essence, the offender owes us a priceless debt. In Matthew 6, there's a prayer that utters the words, "Forgive our debt." We're asking God to forgive our debts. And I know you don't think so, but we have all offended God with our sins just as deeply as some others have offended us. That same prayer continues as we forgive our debtor. In all honesty, those who have wronged us, those who have offended us, could never pay a debt large enough to compensate for the internal and external scars they have left with us. So why are we holding on to this debt contract? Why are we holding on to this act of unforgiveness? Unforgiveness causes eternal harm. There was a man who was in a horrible accident and was pronounced dead. And for 6 moments, there was no blood flow, no pulse, no breath that flowed through his body. But when he woke up, he said he saw God and he begged God to give him his life back. God agreed to do so, but he told him, "First, I want to give you a sneak peek into hell." And he said when he looked into hell, he saw people he knew were God-fearing Christians, people who even led prayer services, and even those who lived lives serving others. And he asked God, "Why are they in hell?" And God said, "Because they could not forgive others. And I cannot renege on my word. So I could not forgive them of their sins, even though they asked me to be forgiven." Forgiveness is not to release someone from the wrong they did to you. It is so that you can be forgiven by God and have access to the kingdom of heaven. The word of God is clear. Forgive so that God can forgive you. If you don't forgive, he can't, nor will he forgive you. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable.
Don't forget to remember to forgive and forget. For God will forgive us of our sins as we forgive others' debts.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. God wants to do a new thing. He wants to renew your soul.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. Because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others' debts is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, forget to remember. Hallelujah.
Forgive and forget.
If you are here, today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us. Join in with us and say,
right now, just lift your hands.
So that I can be blessed.
Got to forgive and
got to forgive and forget.
I've got to let it go.
Got to forgive and
I've got to walk away from it.
So that I can
so
be
that I